President, let me begin by congratulating you on your assumption of the first presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. I assure you of our support and cooperation in advancing the conference's work. I also would like to take this opportunity to welcome the new permanent representatives who have recently assumed their duties. Mr. President, crucial arms control instruments continue to erode and risk abrogation. We regret one state party's decision to withdraw from the Treaty on Conventional Armed Forces in Europe. With this withdrawal, meaningful implementation of the treaty by other state parties has become impossible in practice. Therefore, we were compelled to suspend the implementation of the treaty for as long as necessary. This decision is, however, in a sense, reversible. The need for the foundations and fundamental principles of the legally binding CFE treaty that provide balance, transparency, and predictability among military forces with its numerical limitations and sub-regional system, including the flank regime, continues. Modernization, as may be needed for the European security architecture in the upcoming period, can only be built on this basis. In this respect, we will continue exchanges on this matter with all relevant parties. The current extraordinary period increases the importance for a return to the full implementation of arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation arrangements for international security. Mr. President, since October, we have been witnessing catastrophic human suffering in Gaza in total disregard of international law. Destruction of civilian targets, including hospitals and schools, and the civilian losses are appalling. We are alarmed by the repeated threat of use of nuclear weapons against millions of civilians in Gaza. We expect immediate and full implementation of the order of the International Court of Justice indicating provisional measures regarding Israel's attacks on Palestinian people living in Gaza. We believe these provisional measures represent a major opportunity to stop the bloodshed in Palestine. Risk of regional spillover is no longer a distant threat, but an impending reality. There is an urgent need for immediate ceasefire. The only viable solution to the Palestinian issue is a political solution based on a two-state vision and in line with UN parameters. The war in Ukraine is still raging after 2 years. We support Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. We manifested our position by supporting relevant General Assembly resolutions. Mr. President, the word stalemate has long been associated with the Conference on Disarmament. We echo the calls for adoption of a comprehensive program of work as a positive starting point for CD in 2024. The stakes for achieving positive and result-oriented work at the CD are higher than ever. We are confident that the CD possesses the necessary mandate, rules of procedure, and membership composition to deliver. Rather than allocating valuable time and resources to organization and procedural matters, all members should concentrate on returning this priceless forum to its substantive work negotiating legally binding international treaties. Mr. President, on the issue of observers, we are ready to continue our flexible approach and maintain the established practice of approving observers as a whole. Therefore, we would like the conference to approve all observership requests together in one merge list. According to CD's rules of procedure, all non-member states have the right to apply for participating in CD meeting as observers. CD is not United Nations. It has its own rules of procedure. There is no mention of UN member states in relevant rules. Therefore, State of Palestine is eligible for applying for observership, which was confirmed by the CD Secretariat in 2019. Regarding financing of the CD by UN-assessed budget, we would like to remind everyone the following. In line with relevant UN General Assembly resolutions, non-member states of the UN, including the State of Palestine, also contribute to the assessed budget of the UN, which finances the work of the CD. Mr. President, allow me to touch upon my country's priorities at the Conference on Disarmament. The use or threat of use of nuclear weapons is unacceptable in any circumstances. Recent calls for their deployment in densely populated areas is deeply disturbing. Continuation of dialogue among the P5 to reduce the risk by diminishing role of nuclear weapons in national security doctrines and attitudes is indispensable. We support practical and inclusive measures such as the start of negotiations on a non-discriminatory, multilateral, and verifiable treaty to prohibit the production of fissile material. We once again call on all states, particularly all those now numbering 9, whose ratification is required for the treaty to enter in force, to ratify the CTBT without delay or preconditions. We underscore our call upon all states to uphold and maintain moratoria on nuclear weapon test explosions and any other nuclear explosions. It is significant that the global norm against nuclear weapons tests that the CTBT has established is maintained. The NPT remains the cornerstone of the global nuclear non-proliferation regime and the essential foundation for the pursuit of nuclear disarmament. We need to step up our efforts in the run-up to the 11th REFCON in 2026. We will constructively participate in the second preparatory committee, which will take place in Geneva. We hope our deliberations in CD will positively contribute to a successful PrepCom. We call on the DPRK to take urgent steps to abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs, violating UN Security Council resolutions. We urge DPRK to fully comply with its NPT obligations. We support all efforts for reviving the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. We continue to support efforts to establish a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction. Mr. President, Turkey attaches utmost importance to protecting the right of unrestricted access to and use of outer space for peaceful purposes, especially for the benefit of future generations. We will continue to support efforts to develop a behavior-based approach that could pave the way for a future legally binding instrument on Paris. I would like to conclude by reiterating our readiness to ensure that in 2024, the CD achieves its full potential in a constructive manner. Thank you.